Instamart service at an all-time high. That's the bullish tone coming from Sriharsha Mejeti.
Urban Company IPO subscribed 83 times on final day.
Apple India's supplier base nearly doubled since 2018.
TCS and Metis CDAC partner to develop India's sovereign cloud ecosystem.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. Let's get started then with quick commerce. We spoke to Swiggy Group CEO Sriharsha Mejeti, who's overwhelmingly optimistic about Instamart. Now, he told us that Instamart has achieved its best scale so far with improved market position and stronger signals from brands.
Yes, now this comes as Instamart has expanded its assortment from 10,000 items, that is their SKUs, last year to around 35,000 now, just in time for its flagship Quick India Movement sale later this month. Now think of it like a quick commerce version of Amazon's Great Indian Festival or Flipkart's Big Billion Days.
Exactly. And while Blinkit still leads the $7.5 billion quick commerce market, Instamart did edge past Zepto on a net merchandise value basis, like we reported a few weeks ago. Non-grocery share is also rising, up from 7% of gross order value last year to 18.5% now.
Mejeti did say that the cash burn has peaked, though. Swiggy reported a net loss of over 1,100 crore rupees in Q1, but Mejeti remains bullish. He expects the market to expand to around $50 to $60 billion. And yes, he added, more than two players will survive, just maybe not seven.
So the quick commerce musical chairs, I guess, continues for now. Moving on, Urban Company has had quite the IPO debut. The issue was subscribed 83 times on the final day. This is turning out to be a dream run for Urban Company so far.
That's right, Chandra. Investors lapped up nearly 895 crore shares against 10.67 crore on offer. Now, institutional buyers led the charge with over 106 times subscription, while retail investors came in at just 36 times.
Now, the company has already raised 854 crore from anchor investors, and the fresh 472 crores will go into tech, cloud, leases and marketing. The valuation of the upper band around 14,790 crores.
Yes, some of the early backers like Axel and Bessemer cashed out partially. So definitely, like you mentioned, Chandra, an interesting IPO indeed. Next up, Apple has quietly expanded its supplier base here, and we have the numbers.
That's right. Money Control's analysis shows that the number of Apple suppliers with Indian operations nearly doubled to 14 in 2023, up from just 8 in 2018. But remember, that's still just 3% of Apple's global supplier pool, but one that's growing even as the tirade continues from Trump in the US.
True, and the value addition in India is still modest. It's around 20%, mostly in batteries, chargers, cables, and packaging. Now, high value assemblies like displays and camera modules are still imported.
But with schemes like the ECMS 2.0, which aims to give a fillip to electronic manufacturing, localization of those components may follow. The Indian supplier roster now includes names like Tata Electronics, Jabil and Pegatron, alongside Foxconn and Wistron. China, though, remains dominant, but India's share is definitely inching forward.
On to the cloud now. IT major TCS and CDAC have joined hands to build a sovereign cloud ecosystem in India. Now, for context, CDAC, or the Center for Development of Advanced Computing, is a premier R&D institute under the Ministry of Electronics and IT, that is METI. Now, it's been behind some of India's supercomputing and digital infra initiatives.
So the idea now is to co-develop AI-enabled cloud platforms that follow India's data localization rules and support critical public sector services.
Yes, so TCS said that this partnership brings together indigenous research from CDAC and enterprise expertise from TCS, making it a significant step in India's sovereign cloud ambitions. And since it's Friday, we are wrapping up with some cinema news. It seems like Malayalam film Loka Chapter 1 Chandra is smashing records. Between Chandra is part of the movie title.
Well, Bhavya, my connection with Loka ends there. I'm yet to watch this movie. But, you know, the numbers speak louder than names. Now, Loka, a Malayalam movie, has crossed 211 crores worldwide in just 14 days. So this includes 97.85 crore from India and 96.15 crore overseas.
What's also interesting is that this is made on a 30 crore budget. It's already delivered over 200% return on investment. Now, it's now the second highest grossing Malayalam film internationally ahead of Manjumel Boys.
And it's about to enter the 100 crore club in India. Plus, with over 50% occupancy across pan-India screens, it's become the biggest Malayalam film of the year. Not bad for the industry's first female-led superhero movie. Looks like Loka is flying higher than anyone expected. So add this to your TGIF binge pick.
Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. Have a lovely weekend. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.